The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo. Read by Christopher Lee. Today, the people of Paris awoke to hear all the church bells in the triple enclosure of the city, the university, and the town in full voice. Not that the 6th of January, 1482, is a day of which history has kept any record. What had excited all the commonality of Paris on this January the 6th was the twin ceremony of Twelfth Night and the Feast of Fools. Today, there was to be a bonfire on the Grève, a maypole at Braque's Chapel, and a mystery play at the Palais de Justice. The people were mostly flocking the approaches to the Palais de Justice, for it was known that the Flemish ambassadors who had arrived 2 days before were intending to be present at the performance of the mystery, as well as at the election of the fool's pope, likewise due to take place in the Great Hall. These ambassadors, who were charged with arranging the marriage of the Dauphin to Marguerite of Flanders, had arrived in Paris only a few days before. In the center of the hall, facing the main door and with its back to the wall, was a platform of gold brocade onto which a private entrance had been made. It had been erected for the Flemish envoys and other important persons invited to the performance of the mystery. The play was to begin only at the 12th stroke of noon from the great palace clock. A fair number of these worthy sightseers had been shivering since break of day in front of the great steps of the palace. So, long before the hour when the ambassadors were due to arrive, all that was to be heard were complaints and imprecations against the Flemings, the Cardinal of Bourbon, Madame Marguerite of Austria, the cold, the heat, the bad weather, the Bishop of Paris, the fool's Pope, all to the great amusement of the bands of students and men-servants distributed among the crowd, who added to its discontent with their teasing and their pranks. Just then it struck 12. "Ah," said the whole crowd as one. The students fell silent. All eyes turned towards the platform reserved for the Flemish envoys. They waited 1, 2, 3, 5 minutes, a quarter of an hour. No one came. The platform remained deserted, the stage mute. "Begin right away! The mystery, right away!" the people shouted. Bass and treble instruments were heard to play from inside the scaffolding, the tapestry was raised, and 4 motley characters emerged wearing makeup, mounted the steep ladder to the stage, and formed up into a line in front of the audience. The mystery was starting. There was no ear more attentive, no heart more athrob, no eye more haggard, no neck more craned anywhere in that crowd than the eye, ear, neck, and heart of the author, of the poet, good Pierre Gringoire. The good-natured applause that greeted the opening of his prologue still reverberated deep inside him, but this first ecstasy was very soon disturbed. Suddenly, the door to the reserved platform, which had so far remained so inopportunely closed, opened more inopportunely still, and the booming voice of the usher brusquely announced, "His Eminence, my Lord Cardinal of Bourbon!" Poor Gringoire. The entry of His Eminence threw the audience into a turmoil. All heads turned towards the platform. You could no longer hear yourself speak. The cardinal was an exalted personage indeed, a sight of whom was every bit as good as a stage play.